Now, number nine is Ireland. And we start off, first of all, in Northern Ireland. Amongst other things, here we have, again, no distinction between the vowels of the lexical sets foot and goose. You can hear this in the word should, pronounced should. And a distinctive diphthong in words of the set mouth. Out and sounds are examples that come in this excerpt, and also the word now, pronounced almost as nigh. Notice also the special intonation here. This is, in fact, an interview with a blind photographer.
Now, what about actually placing the subject? It must be quite difficult for you when you're out on your own.
Well, I normally take photographs of the sounds I hear. So when I'm out taking photographs, it's hard to explain, but it's actually sounds I'm photographing, the sounds of people, the sounds that I find interesting. So, and I've been able, fairly accurate now at aiming the camera at the sounds that I'm hearing.
Well, we just happen to have a room full of toddlers here.
Yes.
Could you show me how you would take a photograph of one or two of them?
Yeah, I'll just put the flash on here and check the camera.
Hugh intends to hold an exhibition of his photographs soon, and he's been out in the streets, parks and pubs of Belfast, snapping as he goes. But why should a blind person want to take photographs when he knows he'll never be able to see them himself?
I think it's basically, I want people to know what my experiences are, just the same as any other photographer would want. I think that by taking photographs of things, maybe it'll bring over to people that myself as a person, I'm still there, even though I can't see them, that I can hear, I can talk to them, and this photograph is just actually what I should be seeing.
And then a speaker from Southern Ireland, from Dublin, in fact. Here we've got the vowel of the lexical set lot unrounded, as you can hear in the word dominated. Compare RP dominated. The special Irish opening of T, that's the use of an alveolar slit fricative, in the phrase, for example, believe it or not. Compare RP believe it or not. And TH stopping in the words the and they, pronounced with a plosive at the beginning.
I always feel that if I'm in the company of English people, that I'm being dominated, believe it or not.
What was it?
I don't know why. Just one of those strange...
Because of the way they talk or because of the way they behave or something?
Maybe the way they behave. Especially all depends what surroundings you're in.
And here's another southerner. Notice here the clear L in the word ourselves, with a clear L. This is about Irish jokes in England, which play the same role in English society as Polish jokes do in the United States. And in Ireland, as we learn, it's Kerryman jokes.
Well, it's utter nonsense, I think, anyway. But I know in Ireland, the south of Ireland, there's a county called Kerry, and in Ireland ourselves, we have Kerryman jokes. So I think every country is inclined to pick on either an area in its own country or on another country to make jokes about. But there's no truth in any of it.